This longtime Salvation Army program matches up families to adopt, complete with Christmas wish lists from the family in need. So on Monday, they showed up with loads of gifts for kids and parents alike.
Is this all one family?
Yeah.
Which number?
32.
Each family is given a number, so when the adopted family comes the next day, they can keep everything matched up. By 8 p.m., volunteer Patty Hirel gazed over the Superior National Guard Armory gym floor covered with gifts.
Lots of fun and lots of love and wholeheartedness. And we have bikes, we have shovels, we have Tonka trucks, we have clothes, we have skateboards, we have sleds. I'm looking for the partridge in a pear tree, actually.
And still more packages came in.
Catch your breath. I didn't realize there were so many families.
In Douglas County, a record number of families volunteered to adopt a family this year. 106 families will get an armload of wrapped gifts. On the flip side, a record number of more than 800 families applied for adoption this year. Beth Campbell drove 45 miles from her home in Brule so she could be Santa to a single mother and two small children that she'll never meet.
I got some musical instruments. They're only 3 and 6. A lot of noisemakers. Some robots, some a game, cars.
Why spend the time and money? Campbell says it's an example to her own kids, and there's something in it for herself.
Super fun. Made me feel good. Every time I drove up the 45 miles, I felt good about doing it.
Steve and Judy Fortuna have been adopting families through the Salvation Army for years.
It's what Christmas is all about.
Yeah, that's what people need. It's, you know, things are tough. You gotta do what you can do, and you know, it's not always about us. And that's, I think, where in general a lot of in trouble. It's too much me, me, me. It's more than me out there.
The next morning, a line of parents wait outside the armory to pick up their packages. Each of them has a number ready.
The number 8.
Their stories are usually of hard times and a tough economy. Candace Smeback and her husband have been without work for a year. They can barely afford the essentials, let alone Christmas gifts for their kids.
My kids are going to be happy on Christmas. Yeah. It's nice that somebody cares and people don't have to do it, but it's nice to know people do care to do it.
Holding her 2-year-old boy, Crystal McKay, and her husband have 3 kids to look after. Now she's getting more presents than she imagined.
Oh, it's awesome. We brought stuff out, and then they're like, well, I think there's more. I was like, wow. I was like, oh, it's awesome.
Volunteer Colleen Baker has been on both sides of this program.
Oh, my God. It's so emotional. So many different families and hearing their stories going out, and it's a joy emotional. And just knowing that there's like a safety net, just somebody there to catch you.
Baker doesn't know why these people quietly, anonymously bring in these sacks of gifts.
Maybe walked in our footsteps, maybe afraid of walking in our footsteps, and just hoping if they do, somebody will be there for them. It's a circle that you create, because we're talking, once we get on our feet, we want to be able to do this back.
Thanks. Thank you.
Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.
See, bye.